Till it lands you in trouble. A good friend is only good when he shares the good vibes. All you need is a shaker sip to shake up your day. It won't fix broken windows or legs, but it will lift you up. Shake and sip. Shake up your day. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. DEC defends summoning of Archbishop Alec Bander over money laundering allegations. Gwandaza urges government and ECZ to send observer mission to Uganda's 2026 presidential elections. Netherlands police face unprecedented New Year's violence.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Now, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has defended its decision to summon Lusaka Archbishop Alec Bander over allegations of money laundering. Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has summoned Archbishop Bander over allegations of money laundering. DEC Director General Nelson Banda says that the move is purely procedural and not politically motivated. Speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, Mr. Banda explained that it is normal for the commission to summon individuals for investigations regardless of their status. He says that the commission aims to establish the truth whenever a person is summoned.
Specific, you're asking to say, is the summoning political? Not at all. Discriminating. The highlights is here. I'll show you the highlights here. Am I right? Is it fact here?
Yes.
It's here. You see it. One of them. The other one is back. I'm going to just drive it out. These are vehicles that were obtained from ZRA illegally. And then one of the vehicles is found with the same Mr. Archbishop Alec Bander that you're talking about. This is a white book. This is it. I want to be very categorical on this one. Please, we are not politicians. We are law enforcement officers. We operate at our own time, in our own space, because we have laws that govern our activities.
Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Grateful Monday has described the just ended year 2025 as one of the most difficult periods in Zambia's recent history, marked by economic hardship, governance challenges, and national tragedies. Mr. Monday said that 2025 would be remembered as a year of profound trials, with deepening poverty, leaving millions of Zambians struggling to afford basic necessities while the health sector came under severe strain. He has cited the withdrawal of $1.4 billion in annual USAID funding for essential medicines and medical supplies, attributing the move to alleged corruption in the supply chain. Mr. Monday said that the funding cut across also resulted in the loss of thousands of jobs among health workers. In the agriculture sector, Mr. Mondo pointed to the persistent power shortages and delayed payments by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, which he said has crippled farmers' ability to buy inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season. He notes that by 31st December 2025, many farmers had not been paid for the maize supplied to the FRA, raising fears of reduced production and higher mealy-meal prices. Mr. Mondo also referenced the 2025 February environmental disaster at the Senometos Leach Zambia copper mine, where a tailing dam collapsed, releasing millions of liters of toxic effluent into the Mwambashi River, causing widespread ecological damage.
I call upon all opposition leaders, let the fragmentation of ego-driven divisions of the past be buried with 2025. Rise above personal ambitions and unite with the people into a strong, formidable front to defeat poverty, division, and despair.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, has urged the government of Zambia and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to send an election observer mission to Uganda's 2026 presidential elections, saying that the move would provide valuable democratic insights ahead of Zambia's own tripartite elections scheduled for August 2026. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga says that the Uganda's elections, which will take place in the same year as Zambia's, present a timely learning opportunity for Zambian authorities, civil society organizations, and political parties to study electoral management, transparency mechanisms, and conflict prevention strategies. Mr. Mulenga noted that in light of the recent electoral challenges in Malawi and Tanzania, Zambia could benefit from observing Uganda's experience to further strengthen its democratic processes, adding that civil society organizations, the church, and political party representatives stand ready to support a peaceful, free, and fair elections.
As Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, we are aware that Uganda is poised to hold elections this 2026, just as Zambia will be holding elections in August 2026. We wish to appeal to the government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider sending a delegation of observer mission to Uganda, ranging from the civil society organizations and representatives from political parties. They should go to Uganda to go and learn the electoral processes there.
President of the United Front for Strong Foundation Branch Sengalumbwe has dismissed the much publicized $14.7 billion in foreign investment reported by the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, as meaningless to ordinary Zambians. Mr. Chisengalumbwe says that the investment surge has failed to reduce poverty because workers remain trapped under poverty level, which is leaving them unable to participate meaningfully in the economy. He has accused the policymakers of celebrating foreign capital inflows while ignoring what he described as the economic suffocation of local workers, arguing that the benefits of the investments have been captured almost entirely by investors rather than citizens. Mr. Chisengalumbwe also rejected repeated assurances that increased investment would automatically lead to lower prices, branding such claims economically dishonest. He also insisted that the true engine of the economic growth is higher wages, not what he called wishful thinking about price reductions.
The $14.7 billion reported by ZDA as having come into the country as investment has not translated into the reduction of poverty, basically because of the minimum wage. The minimum wage is very low, and secondly, the salaries for the majority of Zambians does not leave any room for them to spend in the economy, and you cannot grow an economy when your people are not able to spend.
And now, business news.
Business news.
A former economic consortium of Zambia coordinator Aston Sakala has described the displacement of loans under the Constituency Development Fund CDF in the informal sector as being below par in 2025, citing a continued failure to address systematic lapses. Mr. Sakala expressed concern that although the loans are a progressive initiative, efforts to educate citizens, especially those in the informal sector, remain inadequate, resulting in low uptake and reduced effectiveness of the initiatives. Mr. Sakala stressed that these agents need rather to consider the streamlining of the issuance of the loans under CDF to commercial banks, as this will culminate into practical and transparent systems that will minimize losses, warning that without clear operational frameworks, the risk of mismanagement and loss of public resources will continue to grow. He further urged informal sector players to take a proactive approach by seeking out information on available government support programs aimed at strengthening small businesses and improving lives.
The government thought likewise. Say, for instance, if we can talk about what is the in the CGF loans, the government meant very well to come up with